and welcome to Digimon Ghost Gaze, the podcast where we're breaking out of our usual audio format. That's right. By the end of this episode, you're no longer going to be listening to an MP3. You're going to be listening to an MP4. We've fucking shattered our limits that hard that we've physically changed the file. Hello, Pearl. I hope you didn't do anything too bad when you just jumped on my keyboard there. Oh, you know what? Maybe Pearl just changed it to an MP4. Thanks, Pearl.
Oh God,
she's carrying this podcast.
I'm Emery. My pronouns are they, she, he. I forget if I said that.
I'm Morg, my pronouns are they, he, and I'm coming out of my cage, and I'm doing just fine, but also I'm dying because I'm being killed by the evil version of myself.
Oh no.
Oh, that's so tragic.
I know.
I'm Elvid, my pronouns are they, she, he, and I just love Dragon Ball. I think it's a great show. I'm glad I get to watch it again.
We have a guest.
We sure do.
Hi, I'm Spike. Last night, I unhinged my jaw and did a Kirby and killed Devin. That's why he's finally not on an episode with Gulus Gamamon in it.
Oh no! Oh no!
No! Devin, I need him back. Spit him out. I need him back for Sonic Shuffle.
Yeah, I need him back for We Rate Queerbait.
I don't specifically need him back, but I think it would be nicer.
Look, so long as he promises to fix some shit.
Fair.
You need their body. That's fine. You need his body.
You desire that Devin body.
Rule one, no more talking about Star Wars Episode 9, right?
Absolutely. That's the only important rule.
That's the only rule. I did not listen to that one yet, but I'm terrified.
It's a little buck wild.
I'm a little scared. I'm scared.
You should be. That's the correct response.
I'm terrified. Yeah, so we're here to talk about the last fucking episode of Digimon Ghost Game, as far as we know.
The last one, yeah, no, I don't think we're getting a season 2 on this one. Yeah. They probably would have announced it already.
I think this is it, Chief.
No.
Unless we make season 2 ourselves, you know.
We should. We talked about this last time.
You said that last week.
Yeah.
True, yeah.
We should. Let's fucking do it.
Let's just do it. How hard could it be to animate something? I mean...
Yeah, I'm not doing all that shit. I'm talking more like a tabletop game or something.
Yeah, we're gonna do it as an actual play. It'll be fine.
Nice.
Emery, the lore is that you already created a Digimon show anyway. Just do it again.
Yeah, you know, that's true. I did create Apmon as a joke.
Fuck. Oh no. Yeah, so how did we end last time? Oh yeah, there was just a hole blasted through Sirius Mon's chest. Very good.
Yeah, there's just a hole.
He became see-through.
That's fine.
In the worst way possible for a Digimon to be see-through.
I think that might be okay. I think it might be okay.
It might be a little bit okay.
He might be okay.
He sure don't look okay.
No, he doesn't. But we get, like, a fun little scene in black and white of, like, Gamamon with his friends.
He's adorable! And he's happy!
The torture begins.
This is gonna be a really specific joke, but Gulus Gamamon was like, oh, wait, which character did you play in Hunter x Hunter again? Was it Vanolinov? Because whole? Don't worry about it.
This is just for you.
Yeah, that's just for me and also for Devin.
You just need Devin to come back.
If only someone hadn't eaten Devin.
No more Raylo.
No more Raylo.
No more Raylo. That's the deal.
No more Raylo should just be a general rule in life.
Agreed.
Yeah, so Gamamon's in the Twilight Zone.
His whole fucking life flashes before his eyes. That's not really completely true, but like his life that we've seen anyway, yes. Because like, you know, Kirishiro and Jellymon are talking and Hiro comes in, but he can't interact with anyone.
Yeah, like as soon as he touches Hiro, it like turns to smoke.
And it's worse than that.
It was like a callback to the worst day of Gamamon's life when everyone forgot about him and thought somebody else was him.
Mm-hmm.
But worse. Somehow.
It's worse.
It's worse.
Because his life is flashing before his eyes because it's dissolving away and he's forgetting it all.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy.
And they visualize it so well.
He's dissolving.
My heart broke watching those scenes.
Yeah, Gamamon is just, like, becoming increasingly more and more distressed as he's watching his friends disappear one by one. And, you know, he's, like, flashing, you know, between different scenes. And then he ends up in the library and Bokomon's there. And Bokomon's dying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he sees really Angoramon disappear. He sees Bokomon dying. He's sitting on the bed with some chocolate and the chocolate disappears. Yeah, like
the chocolate doesn't disappear immediately.
No, but it does disappear eventually.
No, but
it's like
his joy at the chocolate not disappearing, and then it does. And it's so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was extra mean.
Rubbing it in, that's what it's doing. It's like, look at what you could have, how that would feel if you could keep it. Haha, just kidding, you won't.
And, like, Gulus Gamamon is, like, doing that, pretty much. Like, because you see him coming out of the sky, because, so, Gamamon's, like, in this dome of, like, black and white Japan, kind of, that's, like, in his mind palace, and, like,
yeah,
Gulu, I guess Regulusmon is just, like, chomping at the sky and, like, breaking it down.
Does very much feel like a reference to the pilot of the Twilight Zone. I'm not sure if it had that, like, specific sort of, like, snow globe imagery, but it kind of feels like that. It's been a while since I've watched that episode. It just really reminds me of that.
I mean, at the beginning of this show, we had some very obvious callbacks to famous horror or thriller movies or series, so it could be.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, yeah. Gamamon starts to disappear, and it's just...
It's the world.
So tragic.
Yeah, he's turning into Data, like, little bit by bit, like, just kind of starting with his fingertips and spreading from there.
He looks so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's rough. Our boy's dying.
And he's like, I'm all alone. Like, he's all alone in his fucking head, pretty much.
Whoever is responsible for all of the facial expressions throughout this episode needs a bonus.
Yeah, yeah, they do a really good job with the face animation.
Hiro, like, on the outside of Seriousmon, who's just still floating in that space area with a hole through his chest, and, like...
Yeah, as the big hole is just, like, bleeding a huge stream of data.
Yeah, and Gulu's Gamamon is gobbling it up.
His mm-hmm. body's getting colder, and, yeah, Regulusmon's, like... I'm taking my body back. Fuck you.
This is mine now.
Hey, Regulusmon, was that your body to begin with? I'm doubtful.
No, I mean, maybe.
He would say, I have devoured it, and therefore it is mine.
Yeah. You know, we don't really, like, properly know, like,
We don't know whose body it is to begin with. Like, was
yeah.
right? Was Gulus Gamamon trapped inside of him, or was, like, Gamamon made around him? You know, like, there's a question there, and
or is the way they currently look a result of these two entities becoming one thing, that they influence each other enough that it's no longer possible to separate them from each other?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But, like, before everyone can start, like, attacking and stuff, it goes, like, slow-mo mode
mm-hmm.
for everyone but Hiro.
You get the biggest Deus Ex Machina that I've ever seen.
It's just Inception.
It works for me because it's the last episode. It's kind of like, yeah, I get it. You kind of have to do something with that.
Yeah, it's the last episode of Digimon. We gotta put God in there.
Gotta have a little god in Digimon.
We see God later, so at least it's not like, wow, this mysterious god you never see. Well, no, they're just a guy.
With the world's creepiest smile. But more on that later.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. So God's talking to Hero. They're like, hey, don't worry, I slowed down time for you. It's cool. You gotta go in there and save Siriusmon. I think you're the only one who can do it. So Hero just fucking goes into Gamamon's little dying world.
I thought you were gonna say hole.
I mean, he does, kind of.
And where does he find Gamamon?
Outside.
He immediately spots a Gamamon.
Yeah, but this is a specific location from earlier in the show.
The park.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, this is the part. This is like, it's like the little gazebo where Gamamon was having an existential crisis.
Right, yeah.
And then Meikumon came and was also depressed and disappeared.
Sure. It's been a while since I've seen that episode.
And he picks up this this Gamamon. And everything's fine. Nothing weird.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing weird at all.
Yeah, famously.
This is the end of the episode. Wow.
Yeah, Hero's like, wow, I found you right away. That's so convenient. Let's both go back to the real world. And they both start hugging and floating. And then, you know, talking about how they're, you know, gonna go back and eat chocolate. But fucking Gamamon says chocolate instead of champion. And Hero's like, oh, uh-oh.
And he says Yoshiro instead of Kyo.
Yeah, so, like, Hero notices this, and then he sort of, like, you know, prompts Gamamon with, like, a few more, you know, phrases, and then Gamamon, like, uses the quote-unquote, you know, Gamamon uses the wrong words, he doesn't, you know, use his usual substitutions, so Hero's just like, alright, let go of me, get off, buddy, who the heck are you?
Hero utes the baby.
He's like, who the fuck are you, huh?
Let Hero say fuck.
Stop trying to trick me.
And then Gamamon gets a little sicko grin and he's like, ah, you got me.
He's like, yeah, you know I hate when Gamamon says those dumb words. This is Gulusmon words, not mine.
Well, Gulus got called out because he couldn't commit to the bit.
Mm-hmm.
So true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gulus Gamamon, unfortunately to say, would not be a good improv partner.
Which is exactly what you would use him for. That's why you need Gulus, because you need an improv partner.
Yeah, Regulusmon, like, would just, like, never be in character at your tabletop game. You know, they would play like the human fighter who only ever, like, talks about what dice rolls they're doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like that sometimes.
It do.
Hero's like, no, you're wrong. This is bad. I'm gonna go find my actual little brother, you motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Except he, you know, is stopped for a second by Regulusmon, who is trying to kill him. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to see more of his, like, cool sharp weapons and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, that boy is just pointy all over. He's got claws, he's got tail.
And then we finally get to find out why Gamamon is asymmetrical.
You know, true. Because the little band around Gamamon, the little band of red around Gamamon's wrist starts glowing, and then Hero's watch also glows, and then Hero just gets one of Regulusmon's fucking sword
one
guns
of Siriusmon.
At the end of his arm, or Siriusmon, excuse me.
It's the coolest shit ever. I was so excited for that. I thought Hero was gonna do a full transformation. Would have been so good.
It's not quite a Matrix evolution, but you know what? I'll take it.
I'll take what I can get, and honestly, it's pretty close. Like, he just gets fucking gun on his arm.
Gets a fucking gun.
I'm, like, giving this teen boy a gun arm.
Love
great.
It
when okay.
my little guy just suddenly have a gun instead of an arm.
Yeah, and then Hero says, okay, I'll commit a murder.
Yeah, he's hurting his brother.
This is character growth.
He's gotta commit a murder, or else, like, Gammon's fucked, you know? Or he's gotta try to commit a murder. He uses it as, like, a sword and, like, slices Regulusmon. But Regulusmon's just, like, laughing and, like, he's like, fucking try it. Try to find Gammon, you fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm.
You will not get to him fast enough. Why does my chair keep squeaking? Thank you.
It's fine. Wouldn't be a podcast without a bit of squeaky chair.
Yeah, but... yeah. He's just like, Gammon will disappear soon, and that's fucked up. If true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he eventually does find Gammon. He goes to the library, and Gammon is just, like, 60% gone. Like, his legs and most of his arms are gone. He's just kind of lying there, completely despondent. It's rough to look at. It's
the most pathetic thing I've ever seen. Poor Gammon.
Yeah.
And especially when he says, I don't know you. Like,
yeah.
Definitely not crying over here. What do you mean?
I'm very normal about Digimon, and I would never experience extreme emotions because of it.
I'm feeling so normal.
Mm-hmm. You know, so then Hiro, you know, starts yelling about how he's Gammon and he's Hiro and, like, all the things they did together, and it goes through a little flashback as, like, the fucking encroaching darkness is, like, fucking eating away the world around them. And then Gammon wakes up and all the corruption sort of reverses and everything's fine.
Yeah, Hiro pulled out the reverse card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we see in full speed the little data that Regulusmon had stolen just goes back to Seriousmon and, like, so fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the hole gets fixed.
We love it when a hole gets fixed.
Gammon pothole. finally my fucking tax dollars are going somewhere good.
So true. God.
It's just so nice to see him happy. Even if it's just for a second before the battle commences again.
Mm-hmm.
So then they start fighting again. Seriousmon fucking tries to... Regulusmon tries to stab Seriousmon again. Seriousmon dodges it by reverting back to Gammon, so he's a smaller target, and then, you know... does a fucking cool thing where he just, like, does, like, a cool rush where he evolves into all his different forms and does, like, a fucking cool combo on Regulusmon, and it's really sick.
It was so good.
It was so good.
It makes me want to buy all those toys.
I do want to buy all those toys.
Yeah, and it calls back to that being, and that's Gammon's special thing.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of different Evos.
I would love to get, like, a little banner that I could put on my entire wall, so it has to be big, not little. And it has all his different evolutions, and in the end, I could see Gulus Gammon. Oh, that would be so cool.
Ooh, that would be pretty good.
I like that his friends are still there, and they're like, you can't do this alone, but Seriousmon's like, no, I gotta try to do this. I gotta settle this. It's between us. It's a fight over our body.
Actually, I don't need the power of teamwork.
I do not like that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It was like, wait, but I like the friendship attacks. I wanted to see more of them, you know? Like, I feel like they kind of drop.
But I do like the idea that he's fighting for his bodily autonomy.
Yeah.
It does sort of feel like this was decided for Gammon, that he would go to the human world and Hiro would be his brother, and that he didn't really get a lot of choice in the entire thing. And I looked at it and was like, oh, he wants to fight the darkness inside himself on his own because he wants his own body back and make his own choices.
Yeah, and I understand the reason they did that, but I was just missing it because, like, Digimon is, like, a lot about, like, friendship, and, like, it's a lot about, like, hey, you don't necessarily have to do these things alone kind of thing. And, like, yeah, he's not alone because he's with Hiro, but there's something to be said about, like, hey, you gotta fight with your, like, other Digimon friends too. I don't know. I think that's a good way of approaching it, where it's
I get what you mean.
It is I think it also is just like a little bit of like the thing that was a huge problem in 2020 in Adventure 2020 of just like the one main character hogging way too much of the spotlight. Although like Ghost Game generally has just been so much better about that and helps having a smaller cast. But yeah, like the other two partner pairs were really kind of sidelined in this one, just generally, and we don't really like to see that.
Yeah, they didn't get a lot to do in the last episode, that's true, and that's a shame.
It's just sad because
they're really good characters and they all like each other, and we had these cool moments where sometimes Gamamon connected with Kyoshiro, or Delimon connects with Wooly, and that's also something that we didn't really see in the last episode. I thought they would do something with that.
Mm-hmm. I was really missing out on that, like the fact that like really could evolve Jellymon that one time was like a thing. We kept like speculating about it, and like that's one of those things where I'm like, did they cut that for time? Did they decide to not do stuff with it? Like it's something I wonder.
I think probably it is just like a thing of, you know, they only intended it as like a one-off thing, which is kind of disappointing.
That's a shame, because it's a really cool concept.
Mm-hmm.
I think I also, like, even just when they did, like, combo attacks was, like, cute. But, like, I'm conflicted, though, because I loved being able to see Gamamon sliding between, like, all of his evolutions. Like, he was all of them, and it, like, it gave him advantage because it, like, changed his size and his attack patterns. And, like, that was cool. And I think it would have probably been hard to do that part of it if it was, like, all three of them attacking. Unless all three of them did that, but whatever. It's something that if there was more Ghost Game I wanted, like, I would want to see more of them fighting together.
I feel like somehow by giving Gamamon several evolutions, they stumbled right back into the problem of having too many main characters that need to be in the spotlight at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think also like a big part of it is like they clearly just like did not have enough time to like pace out their finale. And like what I think and what a lot of people think is that like when they went into production of The Last Corps, they still did not know like how many episodes long the series were going to be, so they kind of ended up having to cram their entire finale into the last three episodes, you know.
It's tough.
There is another problem though. So Wooly and Angoramon are my faves. Unfortunately, the main writer never figured out anything to do with Wooly. And has gone on record saying this.
Boy.
Oh no.
That's kind of disappointing, because like,
well, that is a long and proud tradition of Digimon, fucking knowing what to do with the girl.
Yeah. Oh no, a girl, how will our audience connect to this? Oh god, put her in pretty clothes.
It felt like they were, like, actually attempting something with her this time, though. Like, it actually felt like, you know, she wasn't just, like, a love interest? I don't know how to put it without being like that.
Yeah, she wasn't a love interest because the boys were gay.
Right, yeah.
Her main thing was she does music. And that was about it, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. And her main thing was that she's a jack of all trades and she's trying to figure out who she is as a person.
Yeah.
That's kind of more what I saw, like, that she liked to do a lot of different things, and, like, she mm-hmm. has talked about how she liked music, but she also, like, clearly loves, like, horror movie stuff and is, like, doing mm-hmm. online stuff, and, like, it's clear that she's, like, doing a bunch of stuff to, like, figure out what she likes, and I wish they had gone more into that, for sure. But yeah. I also think, like, I do think Hiro and Gamamon got a lot of the spotlight, which makes sense, but it's also like they could have done more. I don't know.
Yeah, also, like, it feels like they were setting up like a larger arc for Ruli, like when her friends like started getting mm-hmm. involved with like the hologram mm-hmm. ghost stuff, and it's like, oh geez, how much can I actually like tell them about like how involved I am with this? And then that kind of never really pays off. Like, it's sort of nodded to, but it's just like, yeah, the friends kind of get it and aren't gonna like say anything about it. It's never gonna be like a conversation that they have, which is kind of disappointing.
It felt like something they could have done, because, you know, they've done it. The one I think of, even if like the characters aren't necessarily great, is like, I think of like Tamers and how like they kept exposing more and more of their friends to, like, mm-hmm. the Digimon, and then they ended up with mm-hmm. their own partners, and, like, that. And, like, Ghost Game has, like, precedent for other people having partners with, like, the children, with the Peter Panmon, and, like,
mm-hmm.
there's something mm-hmm. there, and they didn't even have to, like, go into that, because they have a hard enough time keeping all three of the main characters on the screen. Like, yeah, Kirishiro had more like development too, but we never found out what happened with his fucking bandages.
No.
I'm still mad about that, okay?
Also, they gave Kyosho some really underdeveloped plot lines as well, like with Yudamon. I keep forgetting his name.
Yeah, Ryudamon. Yeah.
Ginryumon, now that he evolved, yeah.
He evolved, and then we never saw him again. We saw him, like, two or three times in the background.
Mm-hmm.
We kept speculating on everyone having, like, a second Digimon, but the only one that kind of showed that was Hiro being able to evolve Espeon to Hover Espeon. And, like, I think Ruli definitely got the brunt of, like, not knowing what to do with her, but I really think, like, in general, they didn't know what to do with either of these characters. And I know that's a problem with, like, main character syndrome, but I like what they did with Hiro and Gamamon. I think that went well.
Yeah.
There is a very specific thing I would have done.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't have spent much time on it, but they had three spare Vitabraces.
Mm-hmm.
They should have given one to Aoi.
Yes.
One to Riku.
Correct. Correct, one of the friends, yes.
None to Kotaro.
Because the two of them basically had partner Digimon already
mm-hmm.
by the end. And then the third I would have probably given to Kiyoshiro's American friend.
Oh, Emma. Yeah.
I was thinking about Emma. Yeah.
And definitely none for Kotaro.
Yeah,
no.
Fuck Kotaro.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
He would have absolutely been, like, the Kenta and whatever of the, like, yeah, no.
I'm actually, the more I'm thinking about it, the stranger it is that their friends never got a Digimon, because sometimes the end of episodes was like, oh, actually, I will watch this Digimon now. Like, mm-hmm. how many episodes ago was that one of the side characters was like, oh yeah, I'll keep this Digimon that did all this weird stuff with me.
Like 3 episodes ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why didn't they give Aoi Espeon, for instance? She had that whole
episode
with him.
Well, he started living with her.
Yeah.
Why didn't they give her the spare Vitabrace?
I thought they were going to. I was like, oh, Espeon's gonna be her Digimon. No. Nope.
I think their thought process was, if we give a somewhat important side character a Digimon, they will have to become a main character, and then we'll get back into the problem of having too many main characters.
Yeah, and they don't even have... It's just like, they don't even have that many main characters and they're still struggling. I guess we should probably get back to actually talking about this episode.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like we're getting like a little bit into like series wrap stuff in general. Oh,
sorry. Sorry. So, Sirius Mon's weapons fucking shatter.
Yeah, like they you know, they have a fucking blade clash and, you know, the blades on Regulus Mon's tail breaks and Sirius Mon's like gun swords break, and he's, you know, and then, you know, Regulus Mon like charges up like a huge fucking energy ball, and it's like, oh shit, is he, that's a pretty big attack. Is Sirius Mon just gonna die now? He doesn't have his weapons. But then Sirius Mon flexes out of his bracers and we see his hands for the first time, and he's got fucking cool magenta nails.
That was incredible. Like, for as much as we were like, oh no, that's all about, you know, but it was fucking awesome to see, like, Sirius Mon
was pretty sick, unfortunately,
just like smashing through and being like, I'm like dropping my weights and like doing shit with my hands now, and like, it was just really sick. And yeah, he did like Planet Knuckle. He just like punched through the big fucking,
he just
like
punched the big energy ball.
I love Planet Knuckle for two reasons. First of all, I never cared for the Sirius Mon design, which is odd because despite y'all calling him a Gundam, the Gundam he looks like, it's Exia, which is my favorite. But I'd never cared for the Sirius Mon design until now.
Yeah. I think Max agrees with you.
Planet Knuckle mode? Yes, I'm down for this. Peak design. Love it. Number two, nice. Planet Knuckle is basically just the hyper mode of Breaklaw.
I don't know what that
is. You know?
I don't know what Breaklaw is.
Gamamon's attack. That he, like his very first attack.
Yes, 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 yes. Sorry. I thought you said break law, like you're breaking the law. And I'm like, what are you talking
about? No, that's what Hero does.
For sure.
What if there was a Digimon move that just breaks the law?
That's great.
That's all of them.
Yeah, quite a few.
Yeah, being a Digimon is automatically against the law.
Sorry to bring up my fucking TTRPG character again, but when the Inhuman draws the Resonant card, they can just choose a law, and that no longer applies for the rest of the session, which is really
scary. I don't even know if this is, like, I don't think we talked about on podcasts how I'm going to run an Eidolon game, so I think a lot of people are going to be very confused if they just listen to the podcast and aren't in our Discord. You should join our Discord, by the way.
Join our Discord.
Not to plug in the middle of the show, but I want to be like, hey, I don't think we talked about this on microphone.
Join our Discord. I keep drawing TTRPG characters there and then talking about them on podcast.
Very good.
It's good. It's amazing. But it's also like, I want to make sure people aren't like, what's the Inhuman? Well, let me tell you about this game called Eidolon. Become your best self. Anyway, so, yeah, you just, it is like break claw. I don't know why I just totally misheard you. And he's breaking through the fucking energy ball, and it's fucking sick as hell. And, like, I like that he has the weapons, but I wish we had, like, I want to see him, like, remove them sometimes, you know? Like, he kind of has, like, I want to see Planet Knuckle mode again, like switching between them. And so, like, this was a good, like, final episode, like, fuck yeah. But I also, yeah, I don't know. Sirius Mon kind of cool,
man. Not to be tamer's pilled, but, you know, the you mentioning like fucking switching between like weapon having modes kind of reminds me of you know, Beelzebumon and Beelzebumon blast mode, and like, you know how, you know, in the last couple of episodes, like, he did, like, get all of his weapons destroyed and ended, you know, just ended up, like, fucking just fighting with his bare hands against a big bubble.
Yeah,
with
it's
a sad girl in it.
Yes.
Fucking sick to see, like,
it rules.
a dude who's, like, used up all his weapons, they're breaking, and he's just like, I gotta keep going and use my fucking fists because I have nothing else. It kicks ass.
It's so good. He just fucking punches.
It's so cool. You're like, I'm gonna fucking punch this guy because that's all I have, but I gotta do something. And it's just, like, so sick to see them, like, clashing after that. Like, they just animated it very well. This is, like, a very, like, cool part of, like, the fight. It's just, like, good ending of the fight, pretty much, because they, like, more or less, he does just blast the part Regulusmon.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking wild looking.
He slaps him back to Gulus mode.
Yeah, he de-evolves to Gulus Gamamon, and when he's Gulus Gamamon, he still has like one of his little horns broken from way back with his fight with Bloom Lordmon, which is a nice little detail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Ruli's like, they're gonna fucking fight still? What the fuck? And Gulus is like, I'd let you join my army of evil guys. Do you want to do that with me? Join me.
And then Seriousmon does the most fucked up thing I've ever seen.
So true.
He has a mouth and he opens it.
Yes.
He opens his mouth.
He does. He shouldn't, but he does.
He grows a mouth so that he can open it, and it's bad.
Yeah, Regulusmon had just said, devour, be devoured, and Seriousmon said, okay.
And Gulus Gamamon is like, I didn't mean literally.
I kind of like his mouth, I'm sorry if that's controversial. I think it's kind of funny. I'm sorry.
It is.
No,
it's good.
It's controversial of you to say this.
Cancelled.
I know, it's just like, I like that he has weird, fucked up, sharp teeth. I think it's fun that he's kind of fucked up. Like, he's got weird, funny little, like, skinny hands with great, like, nail polish, and he's got fucked up little teeth inside there. I think it's funny.
I do like a fucked up guy, it's true.
I do like a fucked up guy, I just want to be prepared when it's gonna be a fucked up guy.
Seriousmon went from, like, C rank to S rank.
Damn.
Just like in one episode by opening his mouth and having hands.
He's like, I'm a normal guy now. Just kidding. He looks way less.
What do you want to do with that mouth and hands? Why is that important?
He looks way less normal now, and I love it. But when he opens his mouth, all those like spirits of Gamamon's evolutions just fucking like scream out of it, pretty much.
Yeah. I'm literally like, what the heck is going on here? Is Gamamon able to do different evolutions because he ate a bunch of souls? What's going on?
I think that is it.
I didn't interpret it that way, but sure.
And also, like, the little spirits we see, they look like the evolutions we see, but also, like, different because, like, you know, the Wesen Gamamon, like, doesn't have their horns, like, you know, as guns, so it kind of looks like sort of more primal forms of these evolutions, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I could see that. They're and like, even the Gamamon that comes out is like this, like, extremely angry little boy.
Yeah,
but look, Ghost Game had to get that one last horror moment in.
Yeah, true.
True.
Gotta respect that.
I like the idea that he kind of had these, like, the whole time, and we don't know why. Like, I think it's kind of interesting that we just, like, don't figure out why. He can just, like, have a bunch of guys and suck down Gulus.
We're on the finale episode, and we're still like, so, hey, what's Gamamon's deal?
Sorry, the sentence, suck down Gulus, is a sentence.
I don't know how else to say it, Elvira. I'm sorry that the English language is disgusting. Yeah. I'm sorry that I have to talk about sucking off Gulus. Gulus Gamamon.
This is the same episode where Seriousmon's holes got filled.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he gives Gulus Gamamon the suck, you know. It's normal.
Like, this is like, soul war. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about it. I'm sorry I had to bring it.
It was my fault for expecting the English language to do anything respectable.
So true.
True.
But we get one of the best things in the whole show out of this.
Uh-huh.
And that is smug Agamemnon.
He's so smug. This little boy is like talking to Goose Gamamon. They're in like a white void inside of Gamamon's body. He's so smug. He's like, yeah, dude, you said to devour or be devoured, so I devoured you.
Yeah, he has like a little ain't I a stinker grin. It's pretty good.
This is a little child that beat an adult at a game and is like, we're gonna be playing by your rules, and you said my bedtime would change.
Yeah, for real.
Mom said it's my turn on the Xbox.
The Xbox being his buddy.
Yes.
Now you have to learn all the rules that Hero came up with.
Uh-huh. So cute.
Yeah, fucking Gulu Scamamon not allowed to bite a tablet anymore. Tragic.
Also, Gulu's is 100% intending to honor these new rules.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny.
He has a code.
He lost. He got devoured.
Good game.
He's like, well, damn, you did beat me. Guess I gotta.
Guess I gotta.
He looks so disgruntled. It's very, like, we talked about this in the Discord a little bit, but it felt very like Vegeta being given, like, rules of being like, hey, you can't be evil anymore unless you follow our, like, code, like, our morals first. You can do evil stuff within this, but you have to, like, not be evil anymore.
It's so funny that Digimon has Vegeta in it. It's... Mm-hmm. He's a good character. It brings me a lot of joy.
I don't think I like this, because I think that would make Gamamon the Bulma.
No. They're related.
Don't ruin this beautiful image for me.
No, because the reason why I say that is Vegeta being good has nothing to do with being beaten in a fight. It's because of Bulma, and he will listen to her.
It's actually because of Goku in my heart. I'm sorry to tell you that. So actually, Gamamon is Goku. And that is correct. Jot that down. Gamamon is Goku.
Gamamon is smarter than
I am
Goku.
Nodding and writing
slightly.
It down.
He is slightly smarter than Goku. It's true.
Does that make Hero the Bulma?
Sure.
I don't know.
They're both good characters.
I guess I would prefer that to Gamamon being the Bulma, but, like, it's still a little odd.
Does anyone have to be the Bulma?
Yes.
Yes, because yes. Bulma is the best character in Dragon Ball.
Bulma is the best character. I just don't... I don't think Gulu's Gamamon is ready for a relationship.
So true.
True.
So true. He's like... A Vegeta that can't handle a relationship. Well, Vegeta can't really handle a relationship either.
Yeah, he needs to do some character growth first. Right now he has a disgusting Tinder profile and no one's gonna seriously consider him.
One night stands only.
Because he fucking kills them after it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other way to go.
And you know what? Maybe it's worth it.
All of his dates are dinner and a movie.
I know. I've said it every single episode at this point, and I should be sponsored by Sucker for Love. An episode of a level of Sucker for Love where you try to date Coolest Gamamon.
Yeah.
And you very much die at the end. There's no happy ending.
Good.
Definitely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I finally played Sucker for Love. It was pretty fun.
I'm 2/3 of the way through it.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel like the rest of the episode, like, is important in the sense that it wraps up stuff, but it's like, mm-hmm. it feels almost secondary to beating Gulu's Gamamon.
Yeah, the episode could have ended there if there was a second season.
Yeah, my notes are, wait, that was only half the episode?
Mm-hmm. Right, yes.
It felt so much happened.
That was the first half of the episode, and the second half is an entire story arc.
It feels like four different seasons.
Yeah, I do have one last issue, though.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the cure thing, which we skipped over.
Well, that just happened.
That really should have been Thetismon. That really absolutely should have been Thetismon.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no reason why Gulu's had to do that.
It could have even just been, like, Gulu's, like, taking over for a second and being like, okay, Thetismon.
Here's my poison so that you can make an antidote out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been way better. I never realized that. You're so right.
Yeah, because fucking Gamamon is like, okay, Gulu's Gamamon made a cure for the fucking corrupting darkness that's eating the world, the GRB, I guess. So he fucking unleashes a stream of data, and then it goes all over the world and fixes the GRB.
But if they had let Thetismon do that, that would have been an extra scene. And I think they just genuinely didn't have time for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they had to have entire seasons in the next 11 minutes.
It's insane how much happened.
So they meet God.
As you do.
So remember how Bloom Lordmon was protecting a guy? This is the guy Bloom Lordmon was protecting. Mm-hmm. It's God, aka
Quantum,
aka the Joker.
What if God was just a little dude that had world's creepiest smile? Like, genuinely, who thought that was a good idea to let with that smile be in charge? He smiles and I think he's about to kill everyone in that room.
Oh, yeah. And I don't believe their argument at all. They're absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What if God was wrong?
So they're talking to God. God is giving them a bunch of exposition about, like, you know, how they're the one who've been sending Digimon over to the human world, like, to avoid the corruption. And, you know, how the reason that they, also a secondary reason for Digimon going back and forth, is because they need to collect data about human emotions, because that they need to factor it into their simulations of the fucking new, previously unheard of threat that will destroy both worlds if left unchecked.
Mm-hmm. So, remember how we kept talking about aliens last time? Mm-hmm. This is the aliens part of the episode.
Also, Gulu Scamamon is just casually drops that they're an alien who had their planet destroyed by the Great Destruction or whatever, and that's why they created the GRB in the first place, to, like, convert a bunch of Digimon to their army to fight against this existential threat. And it's like, okay, sure, fine.
The Endbringer.
Okay, that's an entire plot point.
Yeah, I was like,
casually gets thrown
but,
off.
But wait, hold up. But before we go off of it, though, Quantumon's whole deal is Digimon don't have emotions. And that's absolutely wrong.
Yeah, she's lying. She's lying about it because it's just easier that way. Like,
I think Quantumon does not understand emotions.
Correct.
And that they are just very wrong about everything because of that.
And when Quantumon says that, like, I don't experience emotions, Jellymon is like, oh yeah, me too, totally. I'm just like you.
Jellymon, who has famously
also lied
every emotion.
Yes. Yeah. And then Quantumon says, hey, I caused Hokuto.
Yeah, she's like, I've been secretly communicating with, you know, a bunch of, you know, companies to, like, make these devices that helped me create the portals. And also, I was the one who, you know, got Hokuto to make the Digivices, so that's great.
Another thing where Quantumon was wrong about, because he looked at Hokuto and was like, yes, this one.
Yes.
Which is wrong.
Yeah, this...
Just plain wrong.
And Quantumon was the reason why there were time limits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. They were also like, well, I don't... Wow, I was kind of thrown off by, like, how fast you guys were evolving your dudes, so I put the little limiter on, but then you just said, okay, we're still gonna go to ultimate level, so that's cool, I guess.
And these kids now are like, do we throw down with God?
Yeah.
I would throw down with God. If I were them, I would have...
Meanwhile, Kyoshiro is just having, like, a major freak out because he's just like, I'm sorry, did you just say you ran trillions of simulations? And Quantumon's just like, yeah, I'm more powerful than a quantum computer. I have unimaginable fucking computational capacity. Don't worry about it, bud.
And yet, he cannot calculate emotions.
Well, so, true. I think part of it is, like, there's almost something here about, like, I kept making a comparison in my head to, like, how Vulcans kept saying they don't have emotions when they very clearly do. It's, like, a lot easier to see the emotions mm-hmm. in another people rather than, like, yourselves, mm-hmm. and if you, like, consider yourself part of the Digimon people, you're like, yeah, we're, like, normal and won't cause problem, but it's, like, you will... And you have.
You can absolutely get me to go off on Star Trek stuff, but...
I won't.
Part of the deal with Vulcans is they have stronger emotions than everyone else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the vibe I get, is that, like, yeah, they have strong emotions, but they, like... In fact, enough that they will kill people over things because they misunderstand stuff. Mm-hmm.
And to me, it feels a bit like when you're mentally ill, and it's definitely hereditary, and it's in the family. Everyone's like, "No, no, no, this is normal. This isn't a feeling. This is normal, and you shouldn't worry about it."
Yeah, this is normal level, and not like off your fucking rocker level, because the rest of your family are also off their rocker, and you're like, "Fuck me, I guess. I guess I'm normal."
I guess I'm normal.
Even though I'm fucking stressed all the time.
No, you're not stressed, because that looked like an emotion. And we don't get those.
It's fine, you don't have a mood disorder, don't worry.
Quantumon just casually gaslighting all Digimon into saying, no, no, you don't have emotions.
If you have a mood disorder, then we would all have a mood disorder, and we don't. And then it's like, well, your family all clearly has a mood disorder of some kind, and you're like, okay, yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is fine comic, but the house is on fire.
Yeah, that's how the comic goes.
I do have a question about these simulations.
Uh-huh.
How many of them had Quantumon get their ass beat by our main characters?
Boy, good question.
Because they really quickly just go, okay, yeah, we're going to do whatever y'all want to do.
Yeah, you know, true. Because, boy, fucking Gamamon goes evil mode, but it's like, it's fine, I agreed to the rules. And, like, the three Black Digimon, Black Graumon, Black Galgamon, and Black Agumon all just, like, fucking fall from the ceiling, and it's like, yeah, these guys were totally keeping an eye on Gulus Gamamon to make sure that he doesn't go too sicko mode, and the reason we used Black Digimon is because they're immune to the GRB, whatever, whatever.
We'll never go into this. We won't explain why. They simply are.
Oh, that's the opposite of what we thought. You know, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be half right because I did think they were his jailers.
True, yeah.
Oh, sure.
But here's the thing, though. Like, I had extra knowledge, because the whole GRB thing and Black Digimon and all of that got explained months ago in the card game.
Interesting.
Ooh, gotcha. Okay. Well, we didn't look that up. So.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I simply stopped paying attention to products.
Yes.
I do not live in a place where Digimon merch is available to me, so I just forget about it, to be honest.
I'm on a forum, and the Digimon thread there mostly just talks about the card game reveals. Mm-hmm. So I just get exposed to that.
Yeah, so...
They, like, talk about the threat, and they're like, yeah, it's... Things are problems, and humans cause more problems when the end of the world's coming because of the collapse of the worlds.
Yeah, they're talking about the Endbringer, which is kind of a vague, not explained threat. And it's like, okay, what do we do about this Endbringer? How fast is it coming? And it's like 2,000 years from now. And all the humans are like, oh, fine, we totally don't have to worry about it at all. And all the Digimon are like, oh, fuck, dude.
That's so soon.
Something now.
It's funny. It made me laugh.
Do our Digimon know what a human lifespan is?
Definitely not.
No, absolutely not.
That's going to be real sad.
Telemon's about to get into some rude awakenings. She's not going to like it.
No.
Yeah.
She is going to experiment on Kyoshiro to try to fix it.
Oh, boy.
Tragic.
Yeah, she's going to be like, oh, you remember how Ayataramon tried to turn a boy into a Digimon? What if I did that, but did it right this time? Mm-hmm. I'll definitely be different. I'm definitely built different than Ayataramon. I think I can just do
it. Yeah, she can evolve into Thetismon.
Thetismon invents the true immortality elixir. She would try to sell that. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if it works.
The hero's mad that the Digimon were used as pawns. He's not happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
But then they just stare at each other, and I'm like, why do you have, like, 2 minutes doing this? You don't have enough fucking time in this episode to do shit like this.
This is why Thetismon couldn't do the antidote, because these two had to stare at each other for 2 minutes.
Yeah. Hero is literally like, wow, Quantumon, you were just, like, you know, sending Digimon back and forth, like, to collect your little data, and, you know, just kind of, like, not thinking about the consequences after that. You're just manipulating everyone like it's some kind of game.
Ghost game.
Roll credits.
That's it.
Wrap it up,
everyone. That's the show.
No, because there are two things that are still personally important to me.
Uh-huh.
We gotta talk about the convincing of Quantumon that humans are good, actually, and that they can help prevent the end of the world.
Yeah, and then Quantumon just says, okay, whatever.
Yeah, they, you know, Quantumon is just like, yeah, we gotta send all these time to send all these Digimon back to the digital world now that it's been all cleaned up and everything. And, you know, we really gotta keep the humans and Digimon separate while I can figure out all this emotion stuff and get back to my simulations. You know, if we let these two worlds, like, continue to merge, it'll be, like, you know, real chaotic and probably accelerate the end of the world. But then, you know, Hero is like, nah, it's better if we work together. We will simply just work together with humans and Digimon and make it be sick, actually. And Quantumon is like, yeah, okay, fine, we'll do what you want.
And we get flashes to the real world.
Yeah.
I like that Gulus is just, like, still calling Hero bro.
Yeah.
Also.
They're bros.
They are bros.
I just want to point out, the back alley crew has a new member.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Meikumon joined them.
Oh, yeah!
All right.
Good for them.
They did not die from depression. They found new friends.
Yay!
We've seen some other Digimon that they were friends with. We also get, like, a moment of, like, them talking to, or, like, the hero's friends talking to Hokuto and being like, tell us about Gamamon, and he's like, yeah, Gamamon was bullied because he had bad vibes, but I was Fwens. I made Fwens. He's actually good.
Oh, a little feral boy instead. Friendship.
I made him my son's problem.
I made him my son's problem. That's actually what I did.
Is no one gonna fix that? Neither am I. I'm gonna let my son do it. God, he's such a shitty dad.
Absolutely.
I love that we just are still like, yeah, he sucks. He still sucks.
He sucks.
He has done nothing.
He wasn't like the end bad guy, but he still sucks.
Yeah.
He's done nothing that is, that he was not plot relevant.
No.
He was not useful.
No.
He wasn't nice. He wasn't fun. He was just a bad dad. The only thing he did this show.
And as soon as he is able to return to the digital world, he does. And he is last seen going to a field full of dinosaurs. They know. They know.
God damn it.
As far as I know, they don't even call Hiro's mom to say that, hey, your husband has returned.
No, because...
Yeah, what? Yeah, hold on. We totally forgot about Hiro's mom, huh?
The show forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Ah, fuck. Hiro has two parents?
Well, he has two parents and then a bunch of dinosaurs, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Also, they make a new Digimon country.
Yeah.
They make a new Digimon country. Quantumon is just like, fine, I'm gonna make a third world where humans and Digimon can both go to and make a new country. Oh,
I think this explains the pseudo-digital worlds.
Oh, you know, sure. That's true.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think it's just one of them.
Interesting. Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense.
I love this... like picture of three worlds that like are in the background. So Hiro is talking in front of like the UN or something mm-hmm. with some Digimon here, and he's like, yeah, there's gonna be, so look, there's human world and digital world, they exist, look, there's third world, wow, what if we move mm-hmm. people here and become friends, thank you.
Yes.
They're actually looking for people to move into their new country.
And, yeah, also, like, these three children are somehow in charge of establishing, like, a completely new country.
Yeah.
I trust
them. Fine.
It's fine. And they're all, like, flying to, like, various conversations with various heads of state. Like, they talk about presidents and stuff, and I'm like,
yeah, we're just,
okay.
We're just getting a montage of all this happening over the course of, like, 20 seconds.
Included in that montage?
Uh-huh.
We get, like, a blink and you miss it, Riku.
Uh-huh.
And Riku is being watched over by May Crackbon, and I love it.
Oh, hey.
I like that Jellymon and Kirishiro are able to ride Aerodramon now, because otherwise it would be impossible to fly across the world.
Mm-hmm.
Jellymon is talking on, like, 20 phones at once.
Mm-hmm.
And is like, the president is calling you, Kirishiro, please. And, Ruli's writing music for the country.
Yeah. Yes.
Ruli is writing the national anthem for the new country, or the country's theme song, as the subtitles call it for some reason.
I chalk that up to bad translation.
I think we should all start calling national anthems the country's theme song. We should just accept that that is basically what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And Clockmon is giving a lesson to some baby Digimon about the evolution of humans.
Mm-hmm.
When is America gonna update their OP?
Fuck. I'm always asking this.
This season has gone on for a very long time, huh?
It just does not slap. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. I just love the concept.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Does anything else happen?
I don't know. I'm just, like, paused.
No, that's pretty much it.
I'm just paused on Clockmon teaching some baby Digimon about human evolution.
It's very good.
Yeah.
He's because more it's very funny. Some actual schools. He would be a great teacher, actually.
Yeah.
He would. Yeah, so we're really just, like, cutting around, getting a bunch of scenes of, like, you know, Digimon being in the world, and, you know, the kids, like, making preparations for their new country, and then, you know, we get the narrator giving us, like, the little introduction that we get about hologram ghosts that we get at every episode, and then we get, like, a little scene of, you know, Hiro and Hiro being like, wow, I'm so busy, and Gamamon being like, I'm Gamamon, we're brothers.
Yes.
And then it ends.
That's all you need.
I'm Gamamon. You may have heard of me. I'm Gamamon. Let me tell you about my life.
You may know me from Gamamon.
You may know me from Digimon Ghost Game. Well, let me show you how I'm doing now, after the adventure.
I'm Hiro's little bro.
It sounds like that thing where you like you zoom in on Gamamon. He's like, hey, that's me. You're probably wondering how I ended up here.
Yes, that's what I was referencing, yes.
And that's the show. That's the whole damn thing.
Mm-hmm. What a good show.
Good show, a lot of unrealized potential. Yeah.
A lot of things.
The table bunny never was relevant.
The ending was a bit underwhelming. But overall, I loved watching the show week after week. I really looked forward. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like,
yes.
despite all the complaints I had over the course of this episode, like, God, what a fun fucking time. Like, there were so many episodes that just make me, like, fucking pump my fist because, like, so much cool shit is happening, you know?
And even this episode had some cool shit happening that made me point at my screen and say, hell yeah!
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, like, we've talked about this a little, but, like, having a show that's, like, actually episodic is kind of refreshing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, like, the fact that it kind of kept that way for the most part, even with towards the end, is, like, it's nice. Like, you can kind of just stop and start Ghost Game when you want to, and that's nice. That's like a nice thing to have for a show that is, especially a show that's like, for all intents and purposes, is aimed at kids, but like they can just kind of watch it when they have time or whatever, between, you know, after school and, you know.
Yeah.
You could syndicate this show.
Yeah.
You could.
It doesn't have 100 episodes, though. Damn.
I guess just not.
It's nice with the way that all other shows that I'm currently watching are very much like, you gotta watch all these episodes in exact order, and you get these 13 episodes, and then there's a huge season finale, and you better figure it all out before the next season starts, because we're not coming back to anything of it. I'd like that it was just casual watching. I miss that. Yeah. We used to get a lot more shows like that.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I feel. And, like, it makes sense with, like, streaming that, like, there's a lot less of that. But I like that there's still, like, opportunity for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I have tried to binge Digimon Ghost Game with a friend of mine. And it is a lot to binge. Because they are, I think it is better to watch, like, how we did it, kind of, like, you know, a couple episodes at a time is definitely the way to do it, if not just one a week.
I did enjoy this show as, like, just, like, a weekly watch. Just, I think the episodic formula, like, really did lend itself to that.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk more about that, maybe, like.
Yeah, I'm sure we're gonna say a lot in, like, our recap episode, but yeah, I think for now, is that the episode?
Yeah.
That might be the episode.
Did we actually talk about how we're gonna have a recap episode?
Yeah, I think we mentioned it. We're gonna do, like, a series wrap next week and, like, answer some listener questions. And, like, yeah, depending on how much time it takes, I might also, like, throw together, like, a tier list thing. I don't know. But yeah,
I normally come to these with, like, voice actor info. And, like, if you want the actual voice actor info, over on Wow Cool Robot, they've done Beyond Toon Worlds for these. But I do want to point out that Bloom Lordmon and Quantumon are Char and Lalasoon.
Oh my.
Whoa.
Well, for Lala, it's the modern one, but yeah.
Still.
I thought
still.
That was a fun reference.
This. I'm like, what the fuck?
Still.
That's bananas. Holy crap.
Dude. Char's protecting Lala soon. Fucked up if true.
Fucked up.
Not clickbait.
Not clickbait.
Damn, do you think Quantumon has funnels?
I hope so.
That's what the little things on the face are.
Yeah, that's kind of the things on their face. You know?
And Quantumon very much is trying to enter the soup, I guess.
Yeah.
Damn.
So true.
So true.
Damn, that's such good info. I'm so happy I know this.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah. Listen to Wow Cool Robot for more
Wow Cool Robot
info on everything. And it's funny you say that, because that was also the season that I was on, and mm-hmm. I just do not remember. Well,
it's not that Lalasoon actress.
I know, but yeah, okay. Alright, yeah. Fair enough.
Alright, so yeah, do we want to just jump straight to our plugs then?
Yeah.
Do I have a plug now?
That's up to you.
I don't know. Do you have anything to shout out?
No. I'm legitimately asking this question of y'all. Do I have a plug?
I assumed you did.
I don't know what you're.
Oh, I mean, yeah. You're gonna be a co. Yeah, you're gonna be a regular on the OC show.
Yeah,
that's not out yet though, so I don't know. Like, yeah, we can plug it and we can talk about it. We'll probably talk more about it next time.
Yeah. So.
Don't have one yet, but you will have one in the future. Yes.
You have a future plug.
In the future, coming soon. Check out this guy.
Check out this guy is the title I made up. I guess we're going with it.
I guess so.
I love that title. I adore that title so much.
Thanks.
Get a load of this guy. What if it was that instead?
Maybe, hey, check out this guy?
Get a load of this one.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think I do prefer just check out this guy. It's a little punchier to me. Mm-hmm.
Hey, we can do get a load of this guy for the spicy episodes.
Yeah, 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 true.
It'll be a bit. It's fine. I will not be on for those bits.
Get a load of this guy. Okay.
Anyhow.
All right.
Yeah, so I guess, and that's like kind of all you want to. Plug.
Yeah, I have no social media or anything, so that's it.
Yeah, if there's anything you want to check out or shout out, feel free, but yeah.
I'm good. That's it. Check out a future guy.
Indeed.
Wait, I go second. I have the same future plug, unless I get voted off this island, I guess.
No.
No, don't vote me off, please. And today I'm gonna plug my Instagram, which is @eduviru_cosplay, because I added some new pictures and it was fun.
Hell yeah.
And that's it for today.
Hell yeah. You can find me at Haunting the Morgue on Tumblr and Twitter. You can find me at Gengar and co-host. You can find me on my other podcasts, I guess the future podcasts that we'll talk more about next time already. Fine. And it's the Sonic Shuffle, a random and holistic Sonic lore podcast. Check out that one. We got it. There was a very strange episode that came out about Bubsy. Should check that out even if you don't listen to Sonic Shuffle. Usually, in my opinion, it's very fun. And then there's also Forward ReZero, a ReZero Watch podcast.
All right. You can find me on Fur Affinity with the username SpaceRobot. I'm doing commissions. Hit me up on Discord about those. Or, I don't know, I'll say my email address, spacerobotart@gmail.com, even though no one sends emails. So, just in case, like, you don't have Discord or anything, and you still want me to draw you a little guy or whatever.
Rip.
I wish no one sends me any emails.
Yeah, praying for no emails today. But, yeah, I'm also on the podcast We Rate Queerbait, which also released a funny little episode. We covered Raylo for April Fools, and it,
oh, it was good.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
Why would you do that to yourself?
That's why we were like, Devin's not allowed on here until he stops talking about Raylo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was pretty good. Also, the next episode slated to release is Skate the Infinity.
Oh, hell yeah! That's such a good show.
It really is.
Nice.
Yeah, and also I'm on an upcoming audio drama pilot. You'll hear about that eventually. And yeah, I think that's about it for me. So this podcast is on Twitter at DigiGhostGaze, on Tumblr at DigimonGhostGaze.tumblr.com. We've got a Discord, which is soon, I guess, going to be converted into our makeup or our check out this guy Discord. So go there if you want. We've already got a bunch of funny OCs there, but if you want to meet even more OCs, probably head on over. I'm also doing art streams on Fridays where I am often drawing one of said made up guys. We're also doing Tokusatsu Mondays on Mondays. Just a lot of fun stuff going on that server. Y'all should go check it out.
Yeah, and we'll still have, like, you know, stuff talking about Digimon. Just because this podcast is over doesn't mean Digimon is gone, you know?
Yeah.
It will live on in my heart forever.
Eventually, Toku Mondays will turn back into Digi Mondays.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
I would love to do Digimon Savers for Digimon Days, because that's a Buckwild show.
Yeah.
So, this podcast is part of the NoiseSpace.xyz network. You can go to NoiseSpace.xyz and find all sorts of neat shows. So, I think that about does it for us. So, until next time, all you poltergeists, ghouls, and non-boonaries...
Digimon is for the gays.
Goodbye, darlings.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.